fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, shit.
Ursula!
I don't have enough lung capacity.
You know what? I actually heard a funny thing on Crowder. His balls off.
Oh, shit.
Is it like they're blowing people's balls off, everybody?
Yeah. That's true, man.
That's true. It's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. I've actually heard there's obviously there's more, like, I think I read like hundreds of people dead.
Well, that's based off of Lebanon's.
But, like, people are like dead, missing limbs. Yeah. Burns, like there's
missing balls.
From when I read a small little article of just some numbers before we started, before everybody got on, that there was like almost 3,000 injured.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of injuries for sure.
Yeah, 3,200 wounded, 26 people dead.
You know,
including at least two children.
Oh,
so I'm just saying it's not just Hezbollah that's getting hurt. People
because
that's
they were like
say.
Nearby or something.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean
Israel don't give a shit.
Is it Israel though?
I think so.
See, that's the thing is, who else would it be?
Well, I know what's his name. What's the guy that does the press conferences for us? They asked him today, like, if we had any knowledge or involvement in these attacks or whatever, and they said, "We are not involved in any way," and that is all that I'm saying.
Mm. Right. Well, let's take a step back here because Whitney in the chat saying, like, what happened? So. Yesterday, there were like thousands of pagers that blew up in people's pockets.
Yeah.
And people were saying that it was Hezbollah that was being attacked by Israel, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And so, like, instantly my mind was going, how did they know it was just Hezbollah that got attacked by these things? Like, did they trace the pagers? Like, who is reporting this information? Where is this information coming from that it's just Hezbollah? Because if it's not Israel doing this...
I think Hezbollah actually said that it was their fighters. And the initial reports was that their Hezbollah fighters were the ones that were being attacked.
We're getting blown up.
I believe they've redacted that shit recently and probably for their own benefit. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously you got all these people that are blown up and everybody now knows, you know, oh, but shit, there's Hezbollah.
Well,
you know
what I mean? Because I'm looking at this article that I had here and it said, Israeli officials... decided to detonate thousands of Hezbollah pagers early on Tuesday over worries that the terror group might have an uncovered plot or uncovered their plot, according to multiple reports.
Yeah. But I don't know if I buy that. Just saying, though, like, well, no, here's the thing is, like, I don't believe, and I could be wrong because obviously I was at work and I missed a little bit of the later evening stuff, but I don't believe Israel's admitted anything.
I haven't heard them say
and
anything
so
about it.
I know they went on lockdown over concerns over this whole thing. That I did read on the way to work here is that Israel has went on a lockdown because of concerns of retaliation, but that doesn't even, you know, that I think everybody's assuming it's Israel. I'm thinking it's Israel. But I'm saying they haven't actually admitted that it was them yet, to my understanding.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, everybody's saying reportedly Israel, but, like, there's no admission. Not that they would admit it. I mean, would they?
I think that they would. Yeah, I think that they would. I think they will eventually.
If they were...
Why would
the
they
ones,
not?
If they were the ones behind it, I mean, they would do it later, like when they're done.
Yeah. Well, because it says, while Israel has refused to comment on the attack on Hezbollah's communication system... the terror group and Lebanese government have placed the blame squarely on the Jewish state. So is this one of those things where you have Hezbollah blowing up their own people to blame it on Israel?
I think that's a way you could look at it. There's actually multiple ways to look at this. That one is a good one, right? Because here's the thing. Some people died, but not everybody died. Some just had injuries. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, yes. But were they all... attack meant to end everyone.
Well, see, I know, but my point is that's a good way for, if it, like, hypothetically, if Hezbollah did this to put hatred towards Israel, right? Just in that realm.
Like, they did it to themselves?
They did it themselves, and they did something that, you know, they're going to have some casualties from it, but it's just going to hurt people and going to infuriate the entire country, right, against Israel. So that, it's not like they killed them all. They, some died, but a lot of people were just injured. If you actually watch some of the videos, some people had it in their purse, their man purses, and they just blew a chunk out of their purse and they fell on the ground.
Go to some of the videos. They're on our Twitter. I bookmarked several videos. And I mean, some of these videos, they're in like grocery stores. Like, you have little kids you can see in the video, like running away, like women being like, ugh. You know, I'm not saying, but, like,
you know,
like, it was all kids.
Some of them
were
pretty big.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
Okay. Well, that's a stupid video.
I don't think that's just, who knows if that's it, what that is.
So, like, if you keep on going down, because this was like, yeah, look. So, like, that's like a cell phone or something. But if you keep going down, and then you'll see some that was, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that was happening because the Ryan Ruth stuff.
I don't see. Yeah, I don't see them.
Oh, there wasn't any?
No.
Maybe I bookmarked it on my other page.
I mean, that's not the point. Bottom line is, I think a lot of people have seen them, but there was one where one went off in like a crowded area. You can hear like the popping noise.
Yeah, I seen there were some videos where I think it was earlier today when it started going off again today.
Yeah.
That you could hear, like, I don't know if it was real, but somebody was recording and you could just hear small explosions, like just hundreds of them.
Like
going off everywhere.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard that. Because, like, I mean, unless there was a congregation of Hezbollah, like a meeting.
Well, if there was just not really like a congregation, but if they were just spread out around the city and you could just hear explosions going off everywhere. Like, there's thousands of them that got blown up.
I know, but yeah, they're not,
I
mean, like,
so, like, there was a video of the hospital, and there were just like dozens of dudes laying down, like grabbing their crotch, like,
yeah,
like, it reminded me of Beavis and Butthead when Beavis and Butthead got in a car accident and Beavis got out of the car, grabbed his nuts and goes, "My spleen!" Oh! I'm like, these guys, their spleen blew.
That's, I like this one.
Yeah,
too.
That's one of them there. But, like, I mean, look around. This guy's thing goes off, and no one else is injured. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, he falls, but, like, the guy standing right next
graphic
to him.
Graphic warning.
Well, I mean, it's not even that graphic. There's no graphic.
I know,
his purse blows up.
This has been shown everywhere.
Yeah. But, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to... Listen, that's a
but
clear...
See, there's, like, kids right across the street there,
know,
or right across
the
little
aisle.
Here's
the thing. You had a guy standing right next to him who just ran away. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, this guy was literally right here, and he's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, my thing is like, I have, listen, that's a clear-ass video.
Yeah.
My opinion, and this is just my opinion, but I think a lot of the shit you're seeing with the, you know, the other stuff, I don't know if I buy it. I just don't buy it. I think that these things, they're not huge explosives, clearly. No. It didn't blow his fucking leg off. It didn't even, he's like, ow!
There are some that said that they are missing appendages.
Sure, but fireworks do that.
It's called their penis, Chris.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It depends on if you're an ass pager.
I'm missing my
penis. Some guys like to put it on their front. Some put it on their back. They either had a cheek or a ball. You know what I mean?
What interested me about this the most, this is some real fucking secret agent shit.
No, this is actually
007 shit, bro.
Like, there had to be some planning, and there had to be some shit going down on the backside to even make this happen.
I think it's, you know, I think we all agree that war sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit sucks.
Yeah,
like,
this
anytime,
is a different kind of war.
Well, I'm just saying, like, anytime civilians have the potential to lose their life over shit, that's part of war.
Well, yeah.
It's terrible. No one likes it. But the sophistication of it is fucking insane. Like,
it's fucking crazy.
This is, like, some real deep, like, this is some thought out fucking, not only that, but there's shit to this that is terrifying. Because not only do we have the pagers blow up, which everybody's like, what the fuck? You know, I imagine Hezbollah is just like, what the fuck's going on? All our pagers. The next day, the walkies all blow up.
Yep.
So they lose their pagers, which is a form of communication. That's why they had pagers, because who the fuck has a pager now?
Right.
And then they lose all their pagers. They get their walkies. Those fucking explode.
Yeah, well, dude, it was walkies and cell phones here. And shit. So it just
I don't know if that's true, man. I haven't heard anything on that.
I read that there were cell phones and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about a mass. Listen, I feel like if the cell phones go or other equipment go, it's going to be like this. It's not going to be a couple fucking cell phones. There's going to be thousands of cell phones or thousands of TVs. I don't buy any of that shit right now. I think it's easy to lump it. That's kind of where my head's at with it. I think they're just lumping
this stuff together. So Banielson posted a Reuters article that was talking about how Hezbollah used pagers and couriers to counter Israel's high-tech surveillance. So this is like a quote here. Hezbollah has learned from its losses and adapted its tactics in response. Cell phones, which can be used to track a user's location, have been banned from the battlefield in favor of more old-fashioned communication means, including pagers. Now it's July 9th, 2024. So it's like Israel saw that they were using pagers, but then somehow, how do you get the explosive device, or how do you get this thing to blow up?
This is what the word on the street is, right? Just from
the word on the street.
Just from what I've heard from my insiders.
Okay, I don't believe the cell phones are blowing up, but I believe this.
Wink, wink, the insiders. Okay, no, I was listening to Tim Pool earlier, and he was talking about this, and it was interesting. Now, there's not a whole lot of evidence, but supposedly these pagers had came from a Taiwanese company, from Taiwan, okay, that was supposedly produced, but then it was sent to, like, some Hungarian country first, or after they had made it, went to a Hungarian country, then it was distributed out to Hezbollah.
That's intercepted somewhere.
So what the rumor is that, let's hypothetically say Israel is the one that did this. Israel started a shell company, okay?
To make pagers.
To collect the pagers, knowing that they were going to get away from all the cell phones, sold them the fucking pagers that they had in, they had, because initially the initial report was is that they hacked them and were able to get the batteries to explode. They overheated them and the batteries exploded. That was the initial, but they're actually thinking that there was a small detonation inside all of them. Now, if they did have a company, a shell company, and they were sold them basically to Hezbollah, they were selling weapons that were going to hurt them to them, knowing that they needed them. They said, "Hey, we got this company."
They were legit, like, made a company and was making money.
Yes, it was a shell company
killing their enemies.
Yeah, and then the walkies are also no different. They sold them the walkies as well. So here's this.
I bookmarked this like thing going along with what you're saying here, and I have no idea where this snippet came from, but it's like from an article. It says Israel carried out its operations against Hezbollah on Tuesday, and then hold on a second. Whoa. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck just happened? Okay. Sorry about that. They're hiding explosive materials within a new batch of Taiwanese-made pagers imported into Lebanon, according to American and other officials briefed on the operation. The pagers, which Hezbollah had ordered from Gold Apollo in Taiwan, which is just a culty, by the way, had been tampered with before they reached Lebanon, according to some of the officials.
Yeah.
So most were the company's AP-924 model. So I'm just saying, I don't know.
Well, maybe here's the thing. I think I'm not trying to take a side. I think Israel has a lot of faults. There's no doubt. I also think Hezbollah and these other fucking terrorist organizations are piles of shit as well. You know what I'm saying? Now, we know Hezbollah, among many other terrorists, they infiltrate themselves in civilian populations. And you get casualties because of it, right? You put missile places in the middle of civilians. You put yourself in the middle of civilians. Whose fault is it at the end of the day when they blow up? Because this is a very targeted attack. Now, let's say that this is 100% accurate, that Hezbollah, these were Hezbollah military, quote-unquote, pagers and walkies that only military Hezbollah would have, right? Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you have this shit around public, like who is it? Who's it on? You know what I'm saying? How else would you do it other than just sniping them in the head?
Very risky.
I'm just saying it's them doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like the option is bombing or you do these very precise attacks. You know what I'm saying? And obviously there was loss of life.
Are they precise though? That's the question.
Well,
they're way more precise than dropping a bomb on the store.
Can determine that though? Like who can really determine that it was all Hezbollah that got this shit blown up in their laps? You know what I mean? Like,
You're never going to know.
Well, then you can't say that it was targeted. Well, it was like,
I mean, you're walking off the path, man. Like, Hezbollah came out and said that it was for their military. Like, their Hezbollah soldiers were the ones that carrying these things. Now, if they want to give them to their kids, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm just saying, like, they were So it wasn't like, hey, the general public's buying these from the Minute Mart. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not, I don't think that this is what that was. That's my opinion.
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. Just because Hezbollah, I mean, do you trust what Hezbollah says?
Well, but you're,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you guys are the ones that are throwing out the numbers of how many people died. That's Hezbollah. The videos coming from Hezbollah. Like, everything you're talking about is Hezbollah-based.
Well,
it's not Israel.
Some of the videos are, like, just security camera footage.
Sure, but we don't even know when that is. I know, but do you know when that was actually made?
No.
No, you don't. Nobody does. So, like, if you want to say question the whole thing, fine. But there's reports, and the reports were saying that they were Hezbollah. And in my opinion, if they were able to get these pagers, put something in them, and then ship them out. There's a plan to this, a huge plan to this. They were sending them out somebody. It wasn't just the Minute Marts and the fucking little stores.
The amount of genius that went into this plan to, like, not saying that it's, like, it's a good thing or it's a bad thing or whatever.
No, it's not good
but
or bad.
If you're fighting someone and you're at war with someone and one of your fucking people come into the room and said, hey, I got an idea. What if we start a company where we build the products that they use, but then we insert little tiny explosive devices in them, and then we could off one after another individually whenever we want. Like, that's a whole different level of fucking, like, battle.
I don't even think it's the idea of them dying. I don't even think it's the idea of, like, seriously hurting them. That's not, because I think people were hurt really bad. I think injuries, clearly, right? Tons of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think the end game was necessary just to kill them all, per se. I don't think the explosive was big enough necessary to do that. But you're setting this weird grounds now, because now they've had 2 days with two different pieces of equipment.
And they've all blown up.
Israel would be almost smart if they did do it. They would be smart to come out to them, to Lebanon or Hezbollah, and say, we have many more. You don't even know what we put shit in. It could be your TV. It could be your fucking cell phones. It could be your fucking, you name it. Name any electronic. They would be, they're going to, like, right now, any of these people, any Hezbollah fighter right now is probably looking at every piece of equipment in their house, freaking the fuck out of when that's going to detonate. They're probably trying to remove shit from their homes.
Well, at least anything that was given them to them by their...
But I'm just saying, what do you grab? If you're a fighter, what do you grab?
You open it up and say, hey, was there any potassium nitrate in there? That's what I'm seeing is these little tiny beads of potassium nitrate. They just slip in right by the battery. Sure. And when the battery gets hot, kablamo!
Possible, but there's a detonation to it, though. So are they...
Well, the detonation would be when it gets hot enough.
But, here, so I just saved the video.
But that would
this
be a double thing.
By India Today, so...
So are you saying that it was hacked?
It says, discover how Israel's Mossad allegedly implanted powerful explosives in pagers used by Hezbollah.
Yeah, are you?
Are you even on the right page, dude?
Fuck, I'm not. Yeah. Sorry. I open up the show so in Strange Sauna so that way I can comment at Strange Sauna, but then, like, I always forget to freaking... Okay. Done and done.
I'll freshen it up here. We'll get it in a second. See, I would be curious about that, though, because in order for, like, them put something by the battery, that would mean that they have to, A, get the equipment, put something in it, and then also hack them all and get the battery hot enough to explode it. Yeah. Part of me thinks that there was some detonated thing, because they said that they've had these for a while. So this has been, like, they've been waiting on this shit.
Oh.
Okay, I just bookmarked it.
Yeah, I feel like this has to be more than just a wait until it happens thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of think the same thing. Like, this was, you don't plan something out like this and then leave it up to chance when it blows up.
No, because what if
you want to have control over when it detonates?
Not only that, and we'll watch this, but not only that, but if you're also making other shit and sending out other orders of shit, like, you're waiting until everything is out in the market ready to go. So who knows what else they've sent out? You know, do they have other radios? Like, do they have radios that they're using that they also have detonated? Who knows how much they've sent out?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll watch this real quick.
How did Israel's Mossad implant bombs in pagers? Pager is a simple radio device for receiving short messages. They are favored by Hezbollah due to their lack of interception technology. Israel's Mossad used advanced technology to plant bombs in these pagers used by Hezbollah fighters. 5 months ago, Hezbollah ordered 5,000 pagers from a Taiwanese company. As per reports, Mossad allegedly tampered with the pagers by placing PETN, a powerful explosive, on the batteries. The molecular structure of PETN makes it difficult for the sensors to detect. Combined with ammonium and potassium nitrate, it increases the explosion's impact. The temperature of the battery was increased. At 3:30 p.m. in Lebanon, a message sent to the pagers triggered the explosives, causing them to emit a beeping sound for several seconds before the blast. Since the pagers were typically worn on belts or carried in pockets, the explosions were more lethal. Hezbollah and Lebanese officials have accused Israel and threatened retaliation for the attack.
I don't know. That seems like such a quick... I mean, it sounds good, but, like, it just happened. So, like, how do we know that that's exactly what
I missed. What did he say caused the multiple beeping before it exploded?
They page those numbers.
Oh, so they would page it, and then it would... That's how literally every bomb in every movie is ever made.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, I'm just going to call this. If you use the cell phone, it blows up this thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, I said, show me your bobs in the chat. Nobody's really getting it.
Oh, that's a great one.
At least Danielson's not getting it. Come on, bro.
Show me your bobs.
Well, either way, there's a lot of things. I think this could be one of those ultimate fears for Hezbollah right now, because you don't know.
Well, I mean, they're just going to throw away all their shit and then just get their stuff from somewhere else.
Here's the thing. You're talking about so much money. Like, I'm not saying they don't have money, but you're talking about they just bought all these.
Is it, though? If it's just, like, cell phones and pagers, is it a lot of money?
But you're talking about just cell phones and pagers that already exploded. Now it's like, what else did they get? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, did they order did they order military equipment from somebody? Did they order a bunch of TVs? Did they order a bunch of cell
phones?
Well,
it would depend if they had been ordering it from the same... person for a long time. These are new, like,
that's the thing though.
Jason Byers officials is saying, so were they able to implant both the pagers and the walkie talkies from the same company? Like, how do we know this is all from Apollo Gold?
No, that's what they were saying though, was the Taiwan company, I guess, had come out and said that, yeah, we did make these pagers, but we sent them to whatever the other country was. Poland or something. So it was another
Lebanon?
Bulgaria, whatever it was. It was not Lebanon. They sent it to a second country first. So that country, they were saying that there was actually a shell company. So, like, we do this all the time in America. Everybody does it, right? You can make certain things, but you have them shipped from China. You know what I'm saying? And then you slap your shit on it and resell it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think they went as far as creating a shell company. I think they figured out their shipments and intercepted them before it got to them.
Maybe. I mean, it's hard to say what happened, really. I mean,
I don't know. I'd have to look into more of where the report was about this second country, because that's what I understood, was that Taiwan said that they had sent it to another country first, which, when you're mass producing in Taiwan or China, those companies, you can order anything from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need 5,000 pagers. You get it. You put your fucking logo on it, and then you ship it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's normal business when you're trying to buy anything. You can go get pocket knives and made in China and then put your fucking, like, American pocket knife on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so they were saying that they think that if it was Israel, that they made a shell company. Now, if they did make a shell company with the pagers, there's nothing to say they didn't make a second shell company for walkies that they sold them on. Like, all you have to do is send some information to some leader that you know of and say, hey, we got... You know, we can get you this amount. I know you guys are looking for them. This is what we can do for you. This is the cost we can get. And then they fuck them all up. But my thing is, the scariest part of this is, because it's like new age, just like the drone warfare that you're saying in Ukraine. It's scary because we as Americans order a lot of shit from other countries. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what's stopping China from producing something that they just implant and sit on?
Well, dude, I don't think it's new age at all. I think this is, like, something that's been around for a while, like 007 James Bond type shit. Like, I feel like we've been doing this explosive technology, explosive electronics, making bombs out of pagers, cooking timers. I think this is just, like, part of what it is, dude. Like, you know, but, like, how do we know? Yeah, you know, I saw, like, Jason Breyer's official. He was saying, like, this looks like it could be from 20 years ago. How do we even know that this is recent? We just have to, like, kind of go off of what the news is telling us that is recent right now. Yeah. You know, it's like anything could be 20 years ago.
That's true. And that goes to what we were saying about the videos with Hezbollah or any of these countries. Like, they're going to show the worst because they want the sympathy for it. I'm not saying they're wrong or right. I'm
same
not
thing with Israel. Israel does the same.
Everybody thing. Does I mean, it. I mean, America yeah. does it. It's not. It's you're always going to make yourself look like the victim in a bad situation. So we don't know if the videos are old. We don't know if the videos are new. But what we do have is many reports from all over the place. Israel talk. I mean, they're denying it. We're seeing the American government talking about. We're seeing Hezbollah talk about it. So something's going on, possibly.
Yeah.
Dude, I just bookmarked the video of the hospital. And one of the reasons why it might look like it's 20 years old is because these hospitals look like they're 20 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They look like they're from the 1980s or, I mean, that wasn't even 20. Wow, I'm dating myself. Yeah. Holy moly. When you're almost 40, 20 years ago is 1980. Hmm. See all these people just blown up shit in their face? And like, how do we know all these people are Hezbollah? That's my thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because my thing is, like, in war, they don't give a shit who gets blown up.
Yeah, but that's
Well, they do.
That's war.
But, I mean, in situations like this, some casualties are expected.
There's no way around it, man. That's what makes war shitty.
It's just crazy to me. Granted, I think you're right, Greg. I think this doing this and this type of attack on certain people has probably been around for fucking ever. But I just
it benefit? Does this benefit Israel to do this?
To get rid of Hezbollah terrorists?
They're not getting rid of them, though.
They got rid of hundreds of them.
26 people have died. 3,200 have been injured.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that's the play. That's what I was just talking about. That's not what the play is. The play is you just scared the entire fucking country that everything they own is a fucking bomb. Like, I'm serious.
Is that it, or did you invoke them to retaliate?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Well, that is everything, Greg. Like, when you have a country or countries that are fighting a religious war, like, none of this means anything. They're going to continue to fight. They're going to continue to bomb each other. And if they didn't do it, it would be them doing it. It's not going to end. Like, they're not going to stop doing it, and it's not going to end. So it is what it is. It's another piece of a puzzle, man. Like, they're not going to just quit. Hezbollah is not going to quit, you know, doing
stuff.
Well,
neither is Israel.
And neither is Israel.
You know, Netanyahu basically said he wants to eradicate everybody. So I don't know. I think that, like, you know, it just, when I see stuff like this, I go, okay, so why would Israel do this? You know, because, like, you're not killing your enemy. You're basically just, you're making it maybe so that way they can't reproduce. And then
I think it's a submission.
You're just spoking, you know, flames on the fire of this whole hatred thing. So I don't know.
I look at it differently. I think this, like, if you can scare somebody or scare a group into, like, what is going to happen? Are they going to be not be able to do something that they were supposed to? Like, are they going to have to postpone attacks that they had planned? Like, I'm just hypothetically thinking if they're going to attack people, like, you just put a whole bunch of fear in the military. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they're going to go back to? Tin cans yarn. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Are you awake, Charlie?
Oh, God.
Do you hear me?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be straight up like Morse code.
The fucking strings going everywhere, and they're just we just have to follow the string now.
Amen. Yeah, they get a bell. Three clicks means yes.
I definitely think it's like a power thing, man. The fact that they could infiltrate like that, and that has to be alarming. That would be alarming for any country if they felt like everything they had just bought or purchased or used for the military was tampered with. Because it shows, like, it's like putting your balls on their forehead. You show dominance with it. Like, you think you're outsmarting us, but we just blew your balls off. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, like James Cooney on here says, it's psychological warfare.
Exactly. And maybe that's maybe that's better. I mean, I'm not trying. I'm just saying, like, your options are this. To the point, they're gonna continue to kill each other. They're going to continue to, like, do their shit. And so what's better? I mean, we could drop a lot of bombs and kill a lot of fucking people, or we can do psychological warfare and hope that maybe somebody's just like, yeah, you know what? Like, we're going to leave Israel alone for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we don't know how deep they go at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying that is what it is. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's part of it.
It just is crazy to me because, like I said before, it's like a straight up 007 move, but also, like, it's probably been around for a while, but I just don't think it's not been like executed this. To the scale.
No, it's nothing like this. We've never seen something like this.
It's insane.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? The Kingsman, when Samuel L. Jackson like basically triggered all the cell phones to initiate this vibration that turned everybody insane and they started killing everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, dang, dude, what are they going to do with our cell phones? Are our cell phones going to explode?
Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
Doubt it.
No, but there's a part of me that's just like, shit, our cell phones aren't from here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but if they just did that, this has been an ongoing conflict between this whole thing for millennia. If a country was just going to be like, hey, let's just insert these things and let Americans buy them, that would start the war, a war of all wars.
Possibly, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, there's a reason why, like, Huawei's was not allowed in the U.S. You
well,
know what
it's because they were spying.
They were spying, but, like, I'm just saying, you don't always, now with this shit, you know that some people are going to be like, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Come on. You have to have at least thought, like, like,
I actually hadn't thought about it until right now.
Oh,
I
now
was like,
you are.
Oh.
Yeah, you're covered in electronics. These headphones.
I'm surrounded by them.
Shit.
You really want to fuck people
this
up.
This world is electronic.
Yeah,
you know?
Want to fuck them up. Do it to the AirPods. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that.
Oh, man, the electric van I drive every day? Fuck.
Dude, what if there is no cyber attack? It's a freaking explosive electric attack. Yeah. You know what
like
I mean?
They're all just rigged.
Like every battery fucking explodes and just
all the Teslas. Think about it, dude.
Oh, Teslas would just engulf, bro.
Well, don't they make their own batteries though, or do they buy them from somebody else?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Who knows?
I don't.
Who
know
really
either.
Knows?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, man. It's an interesting one, and again, I think it's too early. I think there's like I think it's clear that Israel probably is the one that did it. But to Greg's point earlier. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like it could have been, it may not have been Hezbollah. It could have been Iran. You know what I'm saying? Like they wanted to infuriate Lebanon
and
to also get engagement so that they could partake more.
Yeah. Maybe they wanted to spike,
who knows?
Spike the altercation. Up.
Yeah. It's that's just the world we live in. So who knows? But I until they come out and say, yeah, we did this and we got more or something. Cause I know this is not it. I'm serious.
I'm surprised the go-to blame game hasn't happened yet. And it's just Putin did it.
Yeah.
I think Putin's pager hike.
Who knows? I bet you this is not the end of it, though. That's where I'll leave it. I would not be shocked if in the next couple of days you see something else of some other technology or some other kind of electronic device exploding.
Maybe.
Well, so, somebody in the chat was saying they had the solar panels in people's houses were exploding. So it's like, wow, dude, like even a solar panel, they can get into that crap.
I'm not.
You know?
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder if, like, did they do the whole shell company thing? Did they intercept it, their shipments, and rig them that way? Or do they end up getting somebody on the inside and it was just rigging stuff up?
Yeah. They're not going to say it right away.
Yeah, no one's going to tell you. Like, that's the thing if Israel did it, they're not going to explain how they did this.
No, because they could have many other things that they are operating right now. And if they say that they have a shell company and they're doing this, then everybody's going to drop their orders and no one's going to buy shit. So, like, it's best to just be like, I don't know.
Yeah, yesterday or whatever, they're like, go on one.
They got
all the pagers start going. Today, they wake up and they go on two. Walkie-talkies start fucking blowing up.
They call Netanyahu, and he's like, man, I'm sorry, guys. Shit.
I don't know what's going on.
You gotta bet those businesses better. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you should look into who you're buying your
stuff
from.
Don't buy pagers and walkies, you fucking weirdos. It's fucking 50-year-old technology. You know.
Yeah, why not just, like, burner flip phones? Like, why pagers? You know?
I don't know. I mean, I understand.
Can you not... I wonder if it's a tracking issue. Like
that's
I
what they said.
Probably
they
is.
Said
yeah,
it was
probably,
a tracking issue, but to Greg's point, burner phone probably. But I can understand with a pager, it's not like there's not a lot of technology in it, and so maybe they felt like that was the best way. But it's really, I don't know. It's pretty genius in a lot of ways. I mean, honestly, it definitely opens up some shit. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it definitely opens up.
They're going to start going back to those. What are those little not Chia pets, but those little pets, electronic pets that you have to raise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Namagotchi,
what are those things called?
Namagotchi. What are those things
called? Yeah, they're going to go back to a little Namagotchi.
Tamagotchis. Yeah, Tamagotchis. That's what they were, right?
Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the egg hatches, you know it's time.
Oh, yeah.
The egg Come hatches on, guys. And just boom, blows up.
Jeez, man. It's fucked up that we live in a time, though, where, like, you just don't know what's real and not real. I'm not saying something didn't happen, but, like, who do you trust in this to, like, get any information on that's legitimate? Well, like, you don't know.
You trust online more than you do media.
Sure.
Like, companies.
Yeah.
Because that's who I heard it from most, from right off the bat, was, like, news feeds coming in of shit going down. And then there was, like, reports from articles from, like, media companies. So just following people online and them updating what's going on in the world is 10 times faster.
Dude, even people online, though, you got to be careful of that, because they'll just do anything for fucking clicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to be real careful and use discernment.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Ask questions. Be like, how do you know? You know?
We also had another attempt, assassination, supposed close call.
Or a few.
Call, a couple, possibly. That also happened.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get your guys' take on the shooter guy that was supposedly going to do something. What's your guys' hot take on this?
I think he was a fucking nut job. I think that he definitely was, like, he had some sort of connection to the CIA. I Absolutely. Don't know if you follow Ian Carroll or whatnot, but he did a good video of all of his followers on Facebook, on Twitter. One of his first follows on Twitter was this Sue Kim, who's ex-CIA. We don't know anything about this. This is all just, like, speculation. So he's, like, you know, wanted to make it very clear, like, you know, this is just, we're just throwing it out there. But in her profile, it clearly says ex-CIA, worked for the Rand Corporation, went to Yale. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got the skull and bones background. So I'm just saying, that was one of his first follows. Her, Sue Kim's account is a private account. So there's no reason to follow a private account unless you guys are messaging back and forth. And so it was just one of those things that caught everybody's attention. Now, the whole rap sheet, he had, like, over 100 criminal charges in North Carolina or North Dakota.
With no time served.
Oh, yeah.
No time served.
None.
And the whole weapons of mass destruction charge that he had back in 2002 was a fully automatic rifle. He locked himself inside of Urban Roofing. He was a roofer in Hawaii, which is a whole conspiracy when you think about the roofs in Hawaii. You know, I'm just like, what? We're tying.
Well, he wasn't just roofer. It was his business, like his company. He wasn't just working.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, from what I understand, like, it was his company that was. He wasn't technically making any money at.
Hmm.
That's the thing, is the guy was broke as fuck, and he's
$68,
like, paying himself to go over to Ukraine and hire all these soldiers and stuff. I'm like, how is this happening without CIA government involvement?
When you have no paperwork showing you have any kind of employment or income, but yet you have the money to do all this fucking shit.
Oh, he traveled everywhere in the world. And that's, I think, like, if you take away, you know, just like, well, we don't know, and we don't, right? Like, who, you know, it's all speculation. But I think if you look at the fact that they said he had $68 in his bank, okay, which is nothing. Like, that's nothing.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to get caught doing shit, you
Well, there is that, but I'm just saying he's got very little in the bank, right? But to Greg's point, he was in Ukraine for 8 months. Yeah. He was, if you actually look at the map of the world where he went, he was all over the place.
Zelensky took all his money.
He was in Taiwan. He was in he was in all these places. So how do you get the funding for it? He was bumping shoulders with seemingly bigger, you know, figure people, like terrorist organization people. They said that he had people that were on, you know, the terrorist lists that he had been talking to. He apparently had told some people that, like, when he was talking about Afghani soldiers coming over to fight in Ukraine, that he could get the CIA to vet them before they were. So, you know, how do you say that kind of shit?
Yeah, exactly. How can you get the CIA to do anything?
The other one,
Joe Blow,
that I thought was interesting was, and I have it on my TikTok. Let me pull up, because I can't remember. It was the chef for Joe Biden. Did you see that? He has a photo of him with the chef of Joe Biden.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. This one, it's this girl here. She's, I don't really care what she's saying, but she's like, oh, can you know how they always, what do you think? But he has a photo with him. Was supposedly the chef. I don't know who the fucking chef of Joe Biden
is. Is this the photo?
Yeah. But, you know, they're at this thing, and he's got his, you know, flag around his neck and shit. And this is supposedly the chef of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, right?
What is it with the chefs, dude? What is it? You know? Is that the chef of Joe Biden?
That's what they're saying.
And this is the guy that was in. He's in the bushes.
Ryan Wesley Roof.
That guy.
Yeah, that's the bushes.
Yeah. Dude, go to the article that I sent you, because this is what I don't understand is how was he allowed to sit in this spot for 12 hours? They pinged his cell phone. He brought a cell phone, by the way. He was there overnight. He spent the night there.
Yep.
And they, Secret Service, you know, you listen to Dan Bongino. He's talking about, like, they didn't do any sweeping of the area prior to Trump showing up. So it's like, you're supposed to show up, sweep, and then have Trump show up.
Yep.
But it's like the guy who, or girl, whoever the Secret Service was, who was one whole head and saw the muzzle pointing through the fence, which is just bizarre. That person was not just doing a sweep. That was just like a person just walking ahead going like, what the fuck is this? I'm going to start shooting at this person. But this is the area where a lot of, if you show the pictures of where he was camping out, this is the area where a lot of reporters go to take photos. This is a notorious location for photos to be taken from the paparazzi. Notorious Bud Light bottle.
Bud Light bottle. Yeah.
The guy was a drunkard.
He's gay.
Oh, yeah, he was sitting on that bottle.
Yeah, I don't know how that
happens. I'm just saying, like, how does this happen, you know?
Well, it happens because I think it's something going on the inside. Now, what's that, Blumenthal? That shit that he said I thought was real interesting, where he was talking about the stonewalling. Because, like, Blumenthal is not any... I'm no fan of Blumenthal, right? Mm-hmm. Senator Blumenthal.
Democrat in the...
Democrat senator.
House?
Yeah. Is he... I don't remember if he's the House or not, but he's the one that's... Mm-hmm. Actually, can you go to my TikTok real quick?
Yep.
I think what he said is alarming, because he's a Democrat. Okay, you know where his allegiance generally is. But listen to what he says right here, because I think this is... It's Yeah, play this one. I think it's...
And apparently there's still no sound on the YouTube side, so I don't know.
Oh, sorry, if you guys can't hear. We'll talk about it real quick, but go ahead here. Oh, shit. Why is there no sound right now?
I don't know.
They took it out.
They took out the sound.
Look, just do a search real quick. It'll pop right up. Do Blumenthal. You got to hear this, because he's talking about basically being not real stoked. Yeah, see if this plays just on its own here.
Nope.
Why is there...
Blumenthal!
Is it just mine? Go to, like, a different video. Maybe that video got... It's probably the same account. Maybe the sound got removed from it. He's talking about how he's getting stonewalled by the administration, basically, on figuring this
shit
out.
What does that mean?
Well, I'd rather him just say it. I don't want to... Dude, weird, man. Can you go to a different...
Search for it on X.
Uh-oh. Yeah, see, it works on my phone.
So. I just bookmarked it on X, dude.
Thank
you,
man.
Display it on X.
Thank you. I don't know why that one's not working. Yeah, listen to what he says here.
I am reaching the point of total outrage because the response from the Department of Homeland Security has been totally lacking. In fact, I think it's tantamount to stonewalling in many respects. If necessary, I'll certainly support a subpoena.
So stonewalling,
It's
concerning because they're basically stonewalling.
Stonewalling what?
He's looking at why all these failures are happening.
Yeah, and they're not giving him information.
And they're giving him none.
Well, you know who's in charge of that, right? In the fucking Secret Service, you have the head of the Secret Service, that chick who resigned. So I don't know who the head is.
No, it's the guy that said that. Well, I think it just grazed his ear. I think he had some trouble.
But then that person has to report to someone too. That person reports to Mayorkas.
Yeah, it's Mayorkas, dude.
So he's the one fucking stonewalling. He could, if he wanted to do something, which we all know he's fucking against Trump anyway. He could just, I'm just going to let this happen. I'm going to put these people in place exactly where they need to be, and we can get this done.
What I find interesting is after the first assassination attempt, and I put that loosely because I don't know if I buy it, Trump never really talked about it that much. Like, he didn't really, like, lean on that. I'd be like, dude, these guys tried to kill me. I would say that every single time I went on stage. Be like, you know what? These guys tried to kill me. Blah, 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 blah. And you never really heard much about it. And then all of a sudden, Melania Trump, I don't know if you saw this, but on Instagram, she was leading the charge of why has nothing been done? Like, I'm going to start asking questions here. And then that weekend, this event happens. So it's like, what are the chances that, like, you know, as soon as she starts shedding some light on it, it happens again? I don't know. It's just, it's very strange. Like, you know, like, Trump is seemingly, he doesn't give a shit. Like, he's just like, eh, you know, I'm going to go to Springfield. That's his latest thing. You know, like, there was explosives outside, you know, whatever. You know, I'm just playing golf. You know, I'm just, if I get shot, I get shot. Like, he's not taking any extra precautions. It's seeming like, it doesn't seem like he is, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, what other precautions would you recommend?
Well, the only thing that he could do is not do the things he normally does. He, like, not do as many rallies or not do these things, which is exactly what they want him to do.
That's never going
to
happen.
And he's not going to do that.
Because they asked him,
or just, like, take extra protection. I don't know. Like, because I'm not an expert in, like, protecting public individuals. You know what I mean? But there were several times where he would have bulletproof glass in front of him, you know, at rallies and whatnot.
Sure.
I'm surprised that he doesn't have that more often, especially after the attack in Butler. So it's like, what are we doing here? Are you inviting this? Like, do you think that it's not going to happen?
No, I think he knows it's going to happen. I mean, knows that there's the threat of it. I think that's every person that's in a political position. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's worse right now than at least per the news.
Coming up to an election, it's the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, if you were going to try to kill Trump, why are you waiting until election season to do it?
Well, depends on who's actually behind it. Is it just random weirdos that are just going off the fucking handle? Or is it
seemingly so.
Or
right?
Is it orchestrated from the inside and they're getting to the point where they're running out of options and this is what they're going to?
I don't know. I mean, running out of options. Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're going to take out Trump, you wouldn't hire some hobo
to do it. You know what I mean? You wouldn't hire some, like, 12-year-old kid, Thomas Crooks, whatever.
No, you wouldn't hire
some Ukrainian crazy guy to do it.
Either one, you'd hire someone that would absolutely get the job done, and then you risk getting found out anyway because he's not going to off himself. He's not going to risk himself getting caught or shot or dead.
Then you would just kill that guy. That's what they do all the time. Like, I'm just saying, like, with these public shootings or with anybody who gets shot, you see the shooter shoot the person and then shoot themselves, quote unquote, right? Look at it. Remember, like, but I'm not saying this person is, like, famous or by any means, but, like, the judge who was going against Jeffrey Epstein or something, like, her house was broken into, her son or her husband was killed in front of her son, and then the guy just drove around the corner and shot himself in a car. He was dressed up like as a FedEx guy. I'm just saying, like, there's just so many things where you're going, like, oh, okay, so couldn't have that guy live. That's why I'm always interested when you have these people who do survive, like these shooters, and you do want to hear their story, but they're insane. Like this Ryan Wesley, Ruth, whatever. You just hear him talk about Ukraine and how, like, innocent Ukraine is in this whole thing. And you're like, dude, like, you're completely brainwashed.
Yeah, he is.
So it's like, even if he does try to tell you a story, you won't believe him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I don't know why. I mean, obviously there was something to this guy, the Ruth guy, because, I mean, he was turned in multiple times to the FBI. There was a journalist in Ukraine. I don't know if you saw her on Fox or whatever. She was on, I think it was Fox, but she was with him for like 2 years or had been around him like occasionally for 2 years in Ukraine on and off. And she said that she herself turned him into the FBI because all he talked about was killing leaders. It wasn't just Trump.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
It was Trump, Biden. He wanted to kill Kim Jong-un. He wanted to kill Putin. Like, he hated world leaders as a whole, supposedly, right? And that she turned him into the FBI, saying that this guy was a fucking nutcase and a threat, not only because he's just saying it, but also because he's
somewhat capable.
Well, seemingly butting shoulders with people who could maybe do something, right? Yeah. Or could maybe fund certain things if he wanted to. But he was like flying back and forth. I mean, like you wouldn't, I just don't understand how you wouldn't have this guy on a heavy radar. Like this dude's flying to all these countries. He seemingly has no fucking cash. He's at these protests. You know, was he in a black, was it a Blackstone Black Rock commercial as well?
Nope. That's that fake news.
Is that fake?
Yeah, it was kind of a propaganda, kind of like a push video for the Azov battalion.
Okay. Good.
It was
okay.
Not a Black Rock. Okay. There was nothing associated with Black Rock.
Well, so I saw that he was in the same video. I'm like, no, he wasn't. I watched the original video. He was not in that same video. The kid was. That's the first thing I heard. So I knew that was bullshit. But I did see that there was like another ad. They keep saying that it was supported by that. I don't fucking know. I don't really care. But the truth is like you have all these people are known by the FBI, known by all these people. They're on lists, and yet they still are able to do what they do. And
they're easy
fall
guys.
Sense.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do you expect the FBI to do? Like, what would be the appropriate action?
If you were saying you're going to kill the president.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
I don't
he
know
said
he
wanted
did.
To assassinate the president and Joe Biden as well, both of them. He said he wanted to assassinate Kim Jong-un. He said he wanted to assassinate Putin. Like
I think he told Iran, or he wrote a book or something about Iran killing Trump. I don't know if he's saying, like, I'm going to go do this, X, Y, and Z. Hmm. You know what I mean? But even if he did say that, what do you do? Like, honestly, like, what do you do? Do you go arrest him? Like, what crime has he committed? Has he threatened the president? Maybe.
If I say I'm going to kill you, I can go to jail for that. Like, am I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, you can definitely get a restraining order.
I've definitely seen cops, and I've watched these episodes of cops where they talk about killing their wives, and they go to jail. Like, that's not even a fucking thing. Like, that is absolute truth that you can't threaten to kill somebody. And if you're talking about a world leader, especially in the times that we're in right now, all I'm saying is, like, you're telling me nothing. But the point is you said it yourself. He had 100 cases in North Carolina. Nothing from it. So, like, would it have mattered?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, did you see what he got charged with here in this whole thing?
No,
the possession of an illegal weapon.
Yeah,
that's minor, it?
Yes.
Yeah, because he never took a shot. He never fired a shot. The only person who shot that day was the Secret Service.
And they missed.
That's bullshit, though, man. I'm sorry, that's fucking bullshit. Like, you had a gun at the range where Trump was at. Like, that, I'm sorry. Done deal, bro. Like, You're that's attempted, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like he didn't take the shot. You know exactly what he's doing. You tie that in with
the
other
accusations. Was the guy on the fucking roof? Would that not have been an attempted assassination if he never pulled the trigger?
No, they would have gone with a gun charge.
Like, what are we
doing? That's what I'm saying. Like, what are they going to charge him with? And like, I don't know if he ever like is he basically called Trump an idiot, a buffoon, a fool. I don't know if he ever really said that he was going to hurt him.
Well, I mean, that lady that was on talking about her turning him into the FBI, I think, at least from what I remember, sounded like he was obviously saying some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're just like, fuck that guy, he's a piece of shit, I wish he died. Like, I'm not calling the FBI on you. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, this guy's nuts. Like, there's a lot of people that say stupid shit.
So, because yeah, he voted for Trump in 2016, later writing that he was man enough to say that I misjudged and made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm just saying, like, what do you expect? How far is too far? This, because I've always thought this, like, with the school shooters, with all these shooters and all that stuff, I'm like, yes, you have these red flags that they're going to do something, but how do you contain that and how do you surveil this person without infringing on their rights? And I get it, you know, like I get it because it's like if they're insane and they're going to hurt somebody and they have these all like these telltale signs that they're going to hurt somebody. But it's like if they do that to him, they can do it to anybody. And so I'm like, where is the distinguish? Like, do they have to have history? Is it the 100 counts of his history? Is it because he had like maybe some violence in the past with some weapons, and so you have like an extra surveillance force on him?
I'm all about free speech, obviously, but like I also understand that like you can't make threats. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my thing. If I say,
I just want to know what the threat was. I don't know if I ever saw him make a verbal threat. you know, hypothetically, and I get it, like showing up with a gun.
Hypothetically, because you know we don't have it right now, but hypothetically, let's say that woman was saying that he said that he wanted to kill the president. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's just say that she said that and he said that. Is that not good enough to at least arrest him and get him in the books? Is that not, you know, is that not a start where you could go? Or do you think that that's not enough?
Dude, see, yeah, like, because when you have, like, for an example to go, like, on your point, when you have kids who threaten to shoot schools, right?
Yeah.
I believe they will get arrested.
Yes.
They will go to juvie because you're threatening the lives of individuals. And, like, you know, that's a big deal.
Yes.
So, like, that I understand. I just don't know if he had made that, you know, assessment and, like, that threat to Trump, would they have arrested him?
All the time.
Are we at the point where you expect our intelligence agencies to do anything to these people?
Let me play this real quick. Hopefully you can hear this. I'm just going to put it through the phone so we don't have to dig it up. This is the woman, what she says, okay? I just want you to hear, because maybe I was a little off.
And immediately reported
this is
to
Jesse.
Who is this? Oh, Jesse.
Did he ever talk about assassinations?
All the time. He wanted to kill most world leaders. It's been over 2 years since I was with him, but I definitely remember he always talked about wanting to kill Putin, Kim Jong-un. He developed plans. He talked about Biden and Trump, but I can't remember. It's been over 2 years since I heard those conversations. So I can't remember exactly what he said, but he did speak frequently about harming world leaders.
So he wanted to kill other world leaders except for Biden and Trump. That's what I got from that. He never talked about killing Trump. So,
well, she said she couldn't remember. It's been 2 years.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's my point. So, it, like, where is the proof that he that's the
proof
whole thing
is
with these...
The proof is sitting at a fucking fence with a rifle pointing the gun at a fucking president.
Yeah, but he's not charged with attempted murder.
Well, that's the fucking problem. He should be. That right there should be an attempted assassination. If you're standing within shooting distance of a president and you're pointing a gun.
He was pointing the gun at him. Yeah,
I know. It's ridiculous. It's fucking bullshit. I'm sorry. Like,
if you're close enough for the fucking Secret Service to see you and start firing at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at this point, if he were to come out and say, I wasn't pointing the gun at anybody, and then the Secret Service says, yes, you were, that's why I shot at you.
Yeah.
Would the judge do anything?
Well, that's loaded because they haven't done anything at all to him. So, like,
that's my point.
See, that's why DeSantis came out and said, like,
he's
going to
do his own investigation.
This is staying in our state. This is not going to the same people that clearly have let him go this entire time. And that's the right move.
Yeah.
Because
good on him.
Because the people want this shit to stop, but they don't clearly want it to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about taking more rights, and I'm with you on a lot of the shit. Like, it is really tough, and it's part of having a free society and free speech, that people are going to say certain things and do things that some people may misconstrue as a threat when they may not be a threat. But there's also situations where what is the point of the FBI watching people? Okay. If you have a system where they say, okay, this guy, okay, he said this thing, like, let's keep an eye on him. And now he's over in Ukraine and he's working with terrorist group organizations and recruiting Israelis and doing all this shit, flying all over the earth. And you have journalists coming and saying, hey, this guy is talking about assassinating a lot of world leaders, okay, whether Trump's involved or not, but just in general.
Yeah.
What's the point of having you? If you're just like, well, it's not enough. Like, what? So enough is you actually shooting somebody. That's where we come to. And so I don't have, like, listen, if you want to, this is not a one-time thing, dude. All I'm saying is this guy's been doing this for years now. And, like, you can't make mistakes over and over and just say, well, it's probably nothing. Like,
well, and now that he only has a gun charge after this, what's keeping him from trying again?
Well, dude, and I think that they're setting this up to have, because, I mean, you're seeing more and more articles. I don't know if you guys are seeing this, but using AI to predict crimes. So this whole pre-crime thing, like taking the red flag thing to a whole new level where you're having these algorithms look at your social media posts. They're tracking your movements on your phone. Mm-hmm. They're looking at your purchase history. They're saying, like, what are the things that mass shooters do before they go shoot people?
Yeah.
And they will tailor your movements to that trend.
Yeah.
And AI can do it. You know, you have Palantir, the service that I think JD Vance was not J.D. Vance. So Peter Thiel, you know, who heavily funded J.D. Vance's campaign and whatnot. He was into this company called Palantir, and that was all about pre-crime when they're looking at using AI technology to say, hey, how can we prevent these crimes before they even happen?
Yeah.
And maybe you're going to see Trump push for this, because Trump was even just talking about cryptocurrency, talking about the AI infrastructure. Today, you just had a massive merger between BlackRock and Microsoft saying that they're going to build the powerhouse for this AI infrastructure. So I'm just like, okay, the road is being paved for the AI surveillance state to come in.
It's being paid for AI. Like, I mean, we can get ahead of ourselves and say it's the AI. Like, I get what you're saying, but like, AI is coming whether we like it or not. So like, Trump being on top of it does not shock me. Like, it's, we all know it's in the next 5 years, it's going to be insane. So like, the fact that he's just talking about crypto, talking about AI, is not just an instant like, oh, we're all of a sudden going to have this deep
state. But here's the deal, is Trump's not going to be in charge and beat around forever.
Sure.
And that's the thing, is like, you're bringing in the infrastructure to where it can be really taken advantage of if it gets into the wrong hands.
That's AI in general. Yep.
Exactly. So how are we going to ensure that this doesn't get into the wrong hands? You know,
the people have to, that would be up to us.
Well, maybe.
Like, depending on, well, it is.
Like, it has been so far? I mean
that's what
I'm
saying.
How did we get in this
like,
mess?
Exactly. Like, well,
it's a
shit
show.
That's a different thing. Have we actually been in control of who's in control of everything?
But even when we think we're in control, are we ever in control? Like, that's the problem with the whole thing. Like, we don't know. You don't know. Like, you can vote the people that you think are the right people, and they could also mislead you just like everybody else has.
True.
But like, I think when you're talking about AI and all that stuff, that's a legitimate threat. But what I'm saying with this guy, like, this is just like common sense, I think, at this point, right? Like, the whole idea is that somebody does something or gets themselves on a radar, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of the FBI is to follow this person, maybe survey them. Who knows? You know how they all do it, but I'm sure it's deep.
They already
but
surveil
like,
everybody.
How much time?
For sure.
No, but I'm what saying, I can like, how see. Much time?
Yeah, what I can see is Trump recognizing this. Like, let's just say Trump gets in. Let's say he has another attack and, like, multiple attacks on him and being like, dude, you guys aren't doing shit.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Like, what is the point in having you guys around? You're out of here. And he brings in a system that says this crime-fighting system can predict these and catch these, you know, whatever, before you guys even do anything.
I think his base would fucking destroy him. Like, well, I just don't believe that Trump's base, the ones that love him the most, are going to be for that at all, dude. I don't see it happening. Not in a million years. Not for Trump.
Okay.
Not for Trump.
Okay. Predicting on available data and then watching that person because they may be a risk is different than arresting them before they've done something.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I agree. But I mean, even Trump has said, like, we should take away the guns first and then due process later. He said that. So, I mean, what are we talking about? Is he for these red flag laws? Is he for taking away your guns first in case you're a threat? I don't know. I honestly don't know where he stands on, like, gun laws and red flag laws. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look it up. That came out of his mouth.
Where was that set up?
At a roundtable conference with Mike Pence. Do you want me to find the clip?
Yeah, I just haven't heard it.
You don't believe me?
No, I just want to hear it. You always say, where's the evidence? I just want to see it, man.
Okay.
I pop up videos. I believe it. I'm sure he has said something like that. And you're right. I think there's a lot to be explained on that. That kind of shit. Because that's a very, like, fucking weird topic. About preventing things. I think you're not going to prevent them necessarily, but at the same time, again, somebody having a meltdown, a once meltdown, right? We see that. You can't predict those. You can't predict somebody that loses their mind. They lose their job, their wife leaves them, and they fucking meltdown, and they fucking shoot something up, or they fucking go kill their whole family, or they do some crazy shit. Like, you're not going to prevent that.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the guy who repeatedly for years does things, says things, travels places, has all these red flags. I mean,
weird connections.
Tons of red flags. I mean, like, it doesn't make sense to me how that is happening. I'm not going to explain Bill who kills his family. I don't know. How do you explain that? That is just
part of bookmarked the clip,
a
by
free
the
society.
Way.
But like, I'm talking about these cases where school shooters on the radar for a year.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Dude, I know, and I get it, like, because I want to be safe. I want my kids to be safe. I want my family to be safe. But it's like, what do we really do without infringing on rights? And I get it. Like, it's really fucking, it's a tough situation to solve. So I get why they're in this, like, little nutshell where they can't really crack it, you know?
All right, here's that clip of Trump with Pence.
This was right after the Parkland shooting, by the way.
Thank you. And your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and as a group, we spoke about states taking steps, but the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that individual.
Or take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process.
He's talking about take the guns first and then go to due process. He's talking about after they've already been caught. Like, you're
is
caught.
He?
That's what I thought.
Yes,
he was talking
I think that's exactly what they're talking
caught
about.
Like, doing what?
If you're arrested.
If you're already arrested and doing illegal shit with weapons or like threatening people or attempted assassinations or whatever, they're saying when that happens, then you're caught. I think the context in which he's saying this is when you're caught doing that and you're arrested, you take the all your shit
they
right.
They said no sound on the video. I don't know.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm doing this multi-stream thing, and Rumble gets the audio, but YouTube doesn't. I don't know why.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Greg, because I see what you're saying. I can see how, obviously, I don't know which way he meant. I'm not him. But I can see, I definitely was thinking that was what I'm agreeing on with Chris. That's at least where I initially went. If you're arrested for a crime, you can get out on bail. You know what I'm saying? So if you're arrested for a crime that has to do with an assault or like a threat to somebody's life,
take your weapons.
Your weapons
once you're
are taken
arrested. That way you can't complete your mission before your court date.
I mean,
I'm just saying that's against the Constitution. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take somebody's gun away just because you're suspected of a crime that you have not been committed of. That's my whole thing. Like, you have to be committed. That's the whole due process, man.
Yeah.
That's just how our country was laid out. You can't take the gun away, period. Shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, you can't.
I don't know what that what that means. Like, if you're in, because once you're arrested and you're waiting on a court date, the due process has already started.
You have not been charged with anything. Like, you have not been committed of a crime.
You've been charged.
You have not been committed of a crime, and like,
you've
even if you have been
crime,
committed of a
been
crime.
Committed.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are certain states that will say, like, hey, if you're a felon, you can't own a gun. I don't know if that's a federal law, but it's like, that whole clip got me thinking, and I'm going, dude, I don't know what he meant by that.
What? So let me ask you, is there loopholes to this? Like, could there be loopholes, right? So if you are charged with some crime that you were going to, you know, X, Y, Z, you're going to, you know, kill somebody and do this, and you have a bunch of weapons, right? Could they just take those weapons into evidence, you know what I'm saying, and basically take them from you as evidence and just have
them?
Did
you kill someone with them?
No.
Then no.
See, I'm going to look into this more because I don't want to get too deep on this, but this was a long time ago. But my dad did something, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he didn't.
Oh, shit!
He didn't. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't like he didn't kill anybody or any of that shit. But my dad had a pretty rad gun collection. And what happened afterwards is he had to turn in all his weapons. He had to get rid of all his weapons.
Mm.
And so he was ordered to get rid of his weapons, all of them, swords included. He had a really cool sword.
Swords? Collection.
Everything, dude. And so that was part of the deal. That was part of the thing. So, like, I understand that there's certain aspects where, you know, those, obviously, they can take them from you. I don't remember how that played out. I haven't even talked. I mean, that was literally over 25 years ago, probably. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Mm.
But I'm just saying,
and
like,
that was in Washington State.
Yeah, and I don't remember how that all played out. But It's one of those things, man. I don't know. And the other thing is, like, I know somebody who was going through some shit not that long ago who, you know, called somebody and had them take all their weapons. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, you're dealing with some shit. And I think that's the right thing to do, right? If you feel like, you know, you're off your rockers a tad, you can do that. I mean, but
who's to decide if you're off your rocker? That's my whole point, is like, who's to decide what is fake speech, misinformation, all of this stuff? Who decides that?
Well, see, that's the problem with it. Like, the issue and the old argument, and it's the good argument, is what's preventing, like, an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend saying, he threatened to kill me. It's not true at all, right? And all of a sudden they come in, and that's enough of a warning for them to remove all your weapons, right? And just totally fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's a good argument, because people will do that. Well, I so-and-so Chris over here said that I heard him say he was gonna shoot somebody, and he was gonna shoot the school. And then they just come in, they clear him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the issue.
Why would you say he's gonna shoot the school? You could have just left it and shoot somebody.
I'm just saying. But like,
you could have just left it and shoot. Why do you have to go to the school?
I don't know, because I just saw
with a super soaker.
But the thing is like, okay, so you have that, and you have people that get their rights infringed because somebody lies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to get you in trouble.
Well, that happens all the time in like divorce cases or child custody or social service cases or something like that.
But if you have a person who has made threats, and we've seen this, right? Like, that kid said he was going to shoot up the school.
Yeah.
Okay. His dad's now in jail, from my understanding, as well.
Because he bought him the gun. Yeah.
But my point is he threatened to shoot up a school. I'm asking. I'm not saying I stand on one side or the other. I'm just asking you guys what you think. If he made that threat, multiple people heard it, the police were involved, is that still a false flag or a red flag? Because he said it. He has weapons at his disposal.
Yeah, so that is a threat, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'd have to look at the state law and look at what it actually says to do. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, taking away the weapon, if you have proven to yourself that you have made an open threat to somebody, that is see you later to me. Like, if you have a gun and you're saying, hey, I'm going to use this gun to go do harm, then yeah, you'll be arrested and you'll probably get your gun taken away. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you do decide to go do that, who's at blame then?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Then they'll say the cops didn't do anything, just like we're doing right now with the whole Trump shooter. The FBI has followed these people and they don't do anything. It's like, well, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah.
Like, if they have not used that weapon against somebody, what are you supposed to do? I don't know.
It's tough,
man. It's one of those gray areas where it is like a.
Well, with this latest Trump situation, when you can act is this exact fucking situation, and he's only getting a gun charge. He's not getting like a fucking attempted murder or attempted assassination. They're literally just.
It's a slap on the wrist, man.
Yeah. Like, you can't really take his guns away and all this shit, like, for all the other weird stuff he's been involved in. But now he put himself in a situation where he was literally pointing a gun at a president.
Yeah.
So what the judge is going to say is prove it. You know, and it's really, that's why I asked, because it's the Secret Service versus his work, right? This Ryan Wesley Routh.
Does Secret Service have body cams?
You'd think so.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. It's a situation I think there's a lot of like evidence on this guy. I mean, he clearly ran. They've chased him. I mean, people saw him there. I guess there was some old lady that followed him or a lady that followed him from the bushes. I don't know.
He's in the bushes.
But I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Like,
benchwarmers.
It's a fucking, it's a weird area to be in, but it's something that has to be talked about. Now, everybody should have their guns. They should have the right to carry guns, and you should have the right to say a bunch of shit. Anything you want, really. Except for that you're gonna kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say that, you know, your rights, in my opinion, start to dwindle a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of putting yourself in the situation, you know? So I don't know how you handle that.
Well, it gets into harassment, you know, the ultimate kind. Like, you're going to take somebody's life. Like, that is something has to be done about that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, hey. Woo!
Don't buy a
pager.
There's two more attacks on Trump that may have happened tonight or right after his rally, or one right before. Apparently, they found there's reports of explosives in a car, like near his rally site. But then after, I seen reports of people that were at the rally being treated because they were experiencing blurred vision and like some other symptoms and stuff. And some people even said to have had chemical burns.
Oh, that's just the effect of seeing Trump. Like when you physically see him in real life, your eyes will start burning.
But it was weird. It was like only people sitting next to the stage where he entered the arena.
See, that's what I'm saying. The trail of dust.
So people are like, was this a attempted chemical attack?
Yeah, it's Trump's aura just reaping away.
That's what I'm saying. It'll burn your eyes, dude.
You got too close to awesomeness.
What wasn't it?
It's my golden hair.
Where was it at? New York, New Jersey?
New York.
Yeah, I mean, that place is...
Yeah.
It's festering with all kinds of shit over there. Who knows what it was, man?
I can't wait till he goes to Springfield next week.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go and, like, show you, like, the Haitians eating the dogs, eating the cats.
Oh, my God. Is he going to bring a Haitian eating a dog up on stage?
Yeah. He probably will.
Some Haitians
doing
like,
it right here.
Yes, I did eat a dog one time. I'm sorry.
Is that it?
I don't know. Anyways, good stuff, man. Lots going on, guys. Lots going on.
Yep.
It's getting juicier.
Oh, yeah. He got arrested without bail now, too.
Hey. What's the odds that there's another explosion with another thing? I'm saying highly.
Tomorrow?
Likely. No, not tomorrow, but within the week. I'm saying high.
Maybe.
High chance.
Laptops will be next.
That could be it. Or cell phones. Laptops or cell phones.
Laptops and cell phones.
Earbuds.
Woo! All right. We'll see. Earbuds? Oh, shit.
You gotta do a Vander Holyfield, bro. Yeah. Losing that ear. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you,
better
guys.
Better than a vibrator. What if your vibrator exploded?
Ow! Pocket pussies exploding all over the place. Shit.
All right, everybody.
That's a bad day.
It's like putting them as sex dolls in China. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Sorry about the audio on the video clips on YouTube. I don't know what the issue is with this whole multi-stream thing. If you support the show, go follow us and like us everywhere we are. Hit us up on Patreon. We got a call-in show this Friday.
$5 a month, people. Go do it.
Yep.
We'll see you guys later.
See you.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.